With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting some Democrat states are suing the Trump administration over one of his first actions on birthright citizenship.
Presidents in this country have broad powers, but they are not kings.
New Jersey Democratic Attorney General Matt Plotkin.
The executive order renders many children born on American soil without citizenship, creating for the first time a class of American-born children whose health and well-being are threatened by their own government.
Trump's order would end the policy of automatically granting citizenship to people born in the United States. Plotkin and immigrants' rights groups point to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. It says people born in the U.S. and subject to its jurisdiction are citizens, saying it's clear that it applies to people whose parents were not legally citizens at the time of their birth. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Red flag warnings continue in California, where at least two new wildfires have broken out.
Santa Ana winds picking up speed in Southern California, where two new wildfires broke out overnight into Tuesday near San Diego. Cal Fire's David Acuna.
We are still in the throes of it, and then even afterwards, we'll still have significant winds blowing through, with an additional red flag warning potentially coming in over the weekend.
He says those new wildfires, the Lilac and Pala fires, were at 0% containment Tuesday morning and evacuation orders were issued. I'm Julie Walker.
A rare frigid storm is charging through Texas and the northern Gulf Coast, blanketing New Orleans and Houston with snow, closing highways and grounding nearly all flights. School was canceled Tuesday for students in areas more used to hurricane dismissals than snow days. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 537 points, the NASDAQ rose 126. This is SRN News. Aborted babies will be remembered this week.
A memorial service is to be held Wednesday in front of the Supreme Court building here in Washington to remember all the unborn babies killed by abortion since the procedure was legalized in 1972. The event will be co-sponsored by several pro-life groups, including the Christian Defense Coalition and Faith and Liberty. After the service, 3,000 flowers will be left on the ground, signifying the average number of daily abortions in this country before Roe v. Wade was repealed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court agreed to hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books that promote homosexuality. The justices will review an appeals court decision that went against parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. The moms and dads argue that school's policy violates their constitutional religious rights. This is SRN News. South Korea's impeached president has appeared for the first time before the constitutional court that will determine his fate. BBC correspondent Jean McKenzie reports from Seoul.
There was an enormous amount of security around the court because the president had to be transported from the detention center where he's currently being held to the court. All the roads around there were completely blocked off by police. His supporters, they were pushed right back away from the court while they got the president inside. We've been seeing over the past couple of days, particularly, that the protests have become more agitated, more aggressive. We had a lot of violence here over the weekend when some of Yoon's supporters actually stormed one of the courts.
Yoon Suk-yeol denied that he ordered the military to drag lawmakers out of the National Assembly to prevent them from voting to reject his martial law decree last month. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.